everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock on the iHeart app. We transform into a podcast, John and Ken on demand, so you can hear the show later in case you missed some of it.
We're digitized, huh?
We go into a digitization machine.
Digitization. Another quick update on the Louisville bank shooting this morning. And again, it was more of a corporate situation. We don't believe it was the bank, like you walk in and make deposits and there's teller windows and all that. Looks like a 23-year-old by the name of Connor Sturgeon, who worked as a summer intern for Old National Bank for three consecutive years and then joined as a commercial development professional in 2021 and a full-time associate and portfolio banker last year, decided that he had enough. There were reports he was fired. I haven't really been able to confirm that with too many other details, but no. He went back into the bank and stormed into a conference room this morning and opened fire. Before it was over, four people were dead. He eventually died. We don't know whether or not he killed himself yet or he was killed in gunfire from responding police officers, but one of the police officers who got there right away was ambushed and shot in the head and apparently was a rookie. Was just sworn into the police department recently and has severe injuries. There is a former high school classmate of the shooters who said, yeah, he played a lot of sports, football, basketball, track, and he had numerous concussions, talking about Connor Sturgeon.
Eighth grade.
Yep.
Missed most of the year because he had multiple concussions, and then he had a couple of more in high school.
And apparently, he would wear a helmet even while playing basketball because he had multiple concussions from playing football.
And this is an interesting, I don't know if the authorities are going to follow up on this.
What, like because possibility of CTE?
Yeah, because some of the professional football players have met a bad end later in life. They've gotten very violent. They've committed suicide. They've went crazy. They opened up their brains and found a lot of degenerative damage in there from the CTE.
I have a vague memory of one football player who I think did do something violent to his family or then killed himself or something pretty awful. A
few of those guys. It's chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Right.
A brain disease caused by repeated blows to the head. And you end up with aggression, mood swings, depression, and paranoia.
CNN is reporting that he had just learned he was going to be fired. And as I mentioned before, he left a note for his parents and a friend explaining his intention to go and shoot up the bank.
Now, I wonder why he was going to be fired. Was he exhibiting all those mental illness symptoms? Yeah, and they said, well, we can't have this here.
His Instagram account where he filmed the shooting has been taken down, but screen grabs showed some final posts not completely verified by the New York Post, including meme photos with the captions, "I know what I have to do, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it," and, quote, "I could burn this whole place down." His last post was allegedly, "They won't listen to words of protest. Let's see if they hear this."
So he wasn't one of those nerdy incel types.
No, this is all anger being let go, allegedly.
Yeah, he was.
This is a workplace grudge, which is what we had a lot of, back in the 90s? And the, the postal workers and the other people sometimes going to shoot up the workplace because they have a... But it's still common, right? Didn't it happen last year with the guy on the farm up in Northern California?
Yeah.
He killed a bunch of coworkers.
Yeah.
It's still one of the more common mass shootings, besides schools.
It's the longest, I think the longest running version of these mass murder shootouts is the disgruntled employee.
Probably, yes. It's a good way to put it. And I would say a close second or right with it is school shootings, where you have a bullied kid.
Right. It's never anybody who's had a good day.
Well, no. Why would it be?
It's never anybody who won a trophy that day. You got a raise and a promotion that day.
No.
Somebody said yes to a marriage proposal that day. It's never that guy.
No. Now we have this. Once again, we have a bill in Sacramento, and apparently she tried this last year in the state Senate. State Senator Susan Talamantes Eggman. I am the Eggman. Now, I've known about this woman for years. She is a notoriously progressive, woke kind of legislator. And she's from Stockton, a Democrat. The bill is SB 43, and the idea behind it, which sounds good on paper, enact changes to California's behavioral health law so that the severely mentally ill can be taken under conservatorship involuntarily. That's her plan.
Now,
because of the problem with the really whacked out homeless people on the streets, and a lot of people saying there's nothing we can do if they don't want to come in for help. We can't force them to.
The history of this is, as you've probably heard, decades ago, and we're talking about more than 50 years ago, California had a network of mental institutions where they had tens of thousands of people inside, and everybody inside was treated very badly and tortured. I didn't have to be run that way, but that's the way they did it back in the...
We call it the one flew over the cuckoo's nest scenario.
So in 1967, this was a bipartisan effort, the Lanterman-Petras-Short Act. Those are three legislators. They put together the bill. Ronald Reagan signed it, basically emptying out the mental health facilities. And what was supposed to happen was local cities and counties were supposed to open up their own mental health treatment centers to handle things locally and regionally. I guess that money was never allocated. I guess they lost the will to build these centers because there was very few of them constructed, if any. And part of this Lanterman-Petras-Short Act was to make it difficult, very difficult, to put someone in a mental facility against their will.
Right.
You had the ACLU crowd get involved, and everybody had constitutional rights to be free, no matter how deranged they were. And so at the time, though, we didn't have this massive drug addiction, which has created a lot of the homeless and caused a lot of mental illness. A lot of this mental illness is created by the long-term use of these destructive drugs.
It is. There's a lot of drugs that can make people think that the person in question is severely mentally ill with some sort of paranoid schizophrenia, but actually it's the drugs that cause them this type of behavior. But either way, they need help, whether it's drug abuse treatment or mental health treatment. Get them in there, figure it out, and try to get them on a better track.
Now,
but we've had so much, and of course, as several people quoted this story, I don't want to err on their civil liberties. I don't want to make a mistake, and this bill is too broad. This bill, they think that everybody's going to be grabbed in off the streets.
I don't know why that. No, but they're just saying that because they have religious objections here. This is the woke religious crowd, and they don't think anybody should be ever taken in and put into forced mental treatment. So, of course, they stir up images of Nazi troops coming down and grabbing a relative and dragging them away and locking them up. Well, that doesn't have to happen. You could do it right. You could have a procedure. You could go to court. You could have medical people do an analysis and then decide to put them away so that you could treat them and maybe they'd get better. At the very least, they'll stop terrorizing the public.
With all the advocates we have out there, we can't construct a bill that could handle this and make sure it's not done with abuse and wrong.
Why can't they do it right?
All right, when we come back, the LPS, which is the act that John was talking about, had some definitions in it. The person needs to be, quote, a danger to themselves or a danger to others, or the third part is gravely disabled. That's the part that this state senator is honing in on, the words gravely disabled, maybe to change the meaning a bit. We'll get into the details of that. When we return, a word will be revealed. It's a keyword. You could win some money. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, so we're talking about another effort in Sacramento. A bit of a surprise, I guess, is because it's coming from what I consider to be a left, woke, progressive legislator by the name of Susan Eggman from Stockton, a Democrat, to change some of the requirements of what we call the LPS Act, Lantern and Petra Short, which deals with conservatorship, telling people that who have so much mental health issues that they can't take care of themselves that we're going to take you in for care, whether you agree to that or not. As I mentioned right before the break, that original act from the 1960s laid out three conditions to detain someone against their will. They have to be a danger to self, a danger to others, or gravely disabled. And the big one is the third one, and that's what she's focusing on in this bill. Gravely disabled. The original act described it as the inability to provide for the most essential aspects of life, food, clothing, or shelter, or being mentally incompetent. So they're arguing today that the definition is too narrow, that someone who's laying down in the park and getting meals donated to him and clothing wouldn't be considered gravely disabled under the original definition of the act, which is why they're mostly left alone, because somehow they're providing some type of food, clothing, and shelter for themselves, right? The essential aspects of life.
By stealing it and begging for it from other people?
Or begging for it, right? Or having the Meals on Wheels people. Well, not Meals on Wheels.
They need to toss the word gravely out of that.
Do you think that's the
Well, yes, because gravely makes it sound like they're about to die. All right, grave condition is the worst condition you can be in before you die in a hospital. So they need to chuck that word. And
yeah, she's looking at something like substantial risk of deterioration, debilitation, or illness.
You know
what? Someone would have a mental illness or a substance use disorder.
The thing is, it used to be you could take action. You knew it when you saw it, right?
I was going to say, if it smells like a duck and looks like a duck and walks like a duck,
you see these.
Most of us looking around can see that these people are in no control of their own lives.
You see these people are sprawled out on a hard.
How many people die a year? 1,000 people a year die.
2,000 now. 2,000, yeah, it's five a day in Los Angeles. And so when you see a guy and he's lying on a hard sidewalk and he's clearly on drugs and he's babbling and acting nuts, just start with the obvious cases, the ones that everyone normal would agree on. We can't have the woke religious people controlling this narrative because they're hopeless, all right? They're in a cult. They can't see straight anymore. They can't think straight. Take a normal person. You see a guy on the ground and he's mumbling to himself and his head's bobbing around. He can't even stand up. Clearly, he needs to be taken away somewhere. And then you decide what the severity is. Is it just an addiction? Does he have schizophrenia? Is it a mental illness that's from the brain damage? because of the drugs? I mean, you know, it could be 100 things. So you got to take them in and examine them and decide what to do next.
The bill also adds substance use disorder as an indicator of grave disability.
Yeah.
Now, apparently they're thinking that that addiction plays a role in mental illness.
Yes.
And right away, we have, of course, opposition. The County Behavioral Health Directors Association doesn't like this. Coerced and involuntary treatment for substance abuse disorder is counterproductive, and that effective outcomes arise from voluntary compliance.
Look, they're going to object to everything. Again, they're in a religion, all right? So they're not thinking rationally. You can't have a logical discussion. You can't be reasonable. You can't compromise. The movement is more and more people want these homeless off the streets. So they have to go somewhere. You have to force them to go somewhere. We're offering treatment. So we're going to make normal people happy by getting the vagrants off the streets, and we're going to do something good for the vagrants by seeing what kind of treatment they need, and they're going to be brought indoors. Now, that is a compassionate solution that does good for everybody involved, all the stakeholders.
Good one.
All right?
You've appropriated a good word.
This is what I want. I want them off the streets. I don't particularly care what happens after they're off the streets. But if you do, then go take them to the treatment center. But you have to force them off the streets into the treatment center. Why don't you want to get them treated?
And as
why,
I just said,
why does this crowd keep coming up with reasons not to treat them? That's what I am suspicious of. Do you want them to die? Is this a death cult? This woke religion? Is it a death cult? You want them to die?
And well, I think we're quite different from the 60s in that if we take them in and they're mistreated, this crowd will be there to tell us that. I think back in the 50s and 60s, there were no organized activist groups who were looking at to see what they were doing in the mental institutions. And a lot of this stuff never got reported or noted.
It's done in secret. Now, all you need is one employee with Twitter and a cell phone, and it'll be broadcast around the world immediately. So we'll find out about the abuses fairly quickly.
So apparently there's another section that says, if a person cannot attend to their necessary personal or medical care, or self-protection or personal safety is at risk. I like this. They found a professor of law at USC, of course, named Ellen Sachs. What constitutes personal care? And how do we distinguish mental illness from eccentricity or neurodiversity? Who makes that determination? In other words, somebody may just be a little off, but they're not gravely disabled. You're going to yank them off the street and throw them into a...
You know what? You have to be eccentric indoors. You have to be neurodiverse indoors. You know what neurodiverse is? This is this new woke term.
Different brains?
Different brains that process differently, think differently. Okay, fine. If their behavior is publicly intolerable, they got to go inside or do it in their backyard, as long as they don't bother the neighbors. You do have to have a standard of public behavior. And if you need to howl at the moon, you have to go out to the desert and go howl out there. So they can be neurodiverse and they can be eccentric. See, they bring up phony issues. Well, you just want to ban people because they're... No, it's that you can't do the disgusting things that people are doing in the streets. You can't do the scary things they're doing. And we all used to agree on that. 5 years ago, we all agreed on it before the woke religion took over.
Apparently, back in the 50s, before this Lanterman-Petras Short Act, it said all you had to do was get a psychiatrist to make a decision that the person needed to care. State mental hospitals were flooded with patients, 37,000 by 1955, who languished in psych wards. Many were poor and indigent, subjected to treatments that were misguided, unscientific, and cruel. Oh, is that back when they used shock therapy to zap your brain and stuff?
Oh, they did a lot of primitive stuff.
Yeah, see, we're not like that today.
Nobody knew
anything. I have.
I know. Nobody knew anything back then, and there's cruelty. But you can now in the modern world monitor and prevent those cruel things from happening.
Oh,
we don't do those experiments anymore.
This law professor they interviewed was actually treated for a psychotic break herself related to schizophrenia while a student at Yale in the 80s. See,
I don't think she stayed long enough.
That's where it comes from. Well, I mean, her being opposed to this is because I had a bad experience. Therefore, we can't do this because it infringes on someone's rights and blah, 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 blah.
You know,
go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. Okay, so we can give her a seat on the committee and she can be in charge of objections. But eventually, this is what I always say to people, because there's certain people with personality types and they're always looking to say no. They're always looking to stop. And I always say to them, you got to look for reasons to say yes. We have to look for reasons to say yes to putting people in, forcing them into treatment, not coming up with reasons to say no, because there'll always be a reason. Somebody always have like a pseudo psychological, pseudo legal reason. And, you know, they want to be a contrarian. They want to have their hot take. It gets them followers. It gets them attention. You know, okay, you get one seat at the table. You can bring up all the objections. But the rest of the rest of the committee has to be normal people.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, I got one for you. Chikungunya.
What's that?
Chikungunya?
Yes.
Chikungunya.
God bless you.
That's a guess. It's a virus, and it comes from the mosquito. Do you remember? It wasn't that many years ago.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said I had that. You've had
I've heard of that. Now that I put it in the proper context, I thought that was a menu item.
What I found in the last several days, as you know, we've had a lot of rain. Did anybody notice that this past winter? It's all gone. No.
Well,
I looked ahead here Thursday. There's a very slight chance of rain, but that's about it for probably April. So we're done with it, certainly, for the most part.
You keep insisting that.
And I'll say this for the rest of the month, and then you'll say you keep insisting that, and I'll be right. So it'll be over. I don't know when you'll give up, but it's over.
Well, you were saying that atmospheric rivers. You were saying that in March, and we kept
getting there. I did not say that in March. You have misrepresented me and the show. I did not.
He said in March that we were going to have a dry April, and then I said I heard a meteorologist say we were going to have a wet April.
See, Deborah Mark actually listens to the program, whereas you sit there staring at your computer screen and your phone and you're, eh? Didn't
you're
talking
asking,
to me?
You're asking for
Let
too much.
Let me tell you something. You're talking to me? You want to know something? You're talking to me?
You can't expect
See me. See how I listen to you? I have all your expressions down.
You can't expect me to listen.
Well, come on. She is correct. That's what I said. Okay. I read forecasts for April that were pretty weak on rain. And I said that on the air.
All right.
And here we are. It's only April 10th. But my point is, what we started to see from outfits like the El Segundo Times was, well, what can we scare them with next, right? Of course, now one of the stories is, oh, it could be a horrible fire season because it'll be really, really fresh growth. There'll be so much grass and trees and plants everywhere. That's fresh to burn. Of course, we were told when there was a drought, it was the opposite. They were so dry, they would burn quickly and easily, right? Remember that?
Right. They scare with fire either way. Either the dryness causes the fire or the all the moisture, all the rain causes overgrowth.
Yeah, we're screwed either way. Then the next thing was, oh no, the snow melt. We're going to be flooded out. Right? That was the next scare?
Yes.
The last one brings us back to chikungunya, which is a virus born by mosquitoes. And that's the latest from the scare tactics from the California media. Watch out. With all this rain, it could be a high-risk season for the mosquito. And what does the mosquito carry? Well, everybody knows about West Nile, right? It's a story every year when the first case pops up.
Oh, that scare has been going on for at least 20 years.
A long time.
Yeah.
Yes. And some cases do pop up in Southern California.
It's mostly fake, though.
Who remembers? Now, chikungunya, I don't think ever hit us. I think that was more, maybe it was Africa. I forget what part of the world. But Zika. Who remembers Zika? Yeah. Anybody remember Zika?
That was another failed scare.
It was a problem, I think, for pregnant women. Remember that?
Which is why people didn't take COVID seriously at first. Because you're reminding me now of all the failed scare stories over the years. There was no credibility that the
West
media...
West Nile came first, and Zika was the next thing.
The media and the government have no credibility. And so that's why there was so much resistance to all the COVID policies.
Yeah, I don't know about all parts of SoCal, but you don't see mosquitoes here like you do back east. I can remember being a kid on a hot summer night, humid night, and when sunset hit, oh my gosh, mosquitoes would just swarm.
Look, I thought this the first winter I was here. People out here are toddlers about weather. Any little thing gets them whining and crying and scared, whether
it's exciting
rain,
and it's different, right?
No, the rain, the cold, that's all of it. You all ought to be sentenced to spend a year in upstate New York and then get back to me.
Right.
That's why we live in Southern California, because we don't like that kind of weather.
Well, you don't get a guarantee that you're never going to have bad weather.
We did this past winter. We had cold and we had rain.
It's awful.
And everybody complained, right?
Oh, you know what the problem I have is now there's pollen everywhere. My sinuses are all swelled up. I did see
the weather woman yesterday. I watched her big chart. This is a bad week for the allergy people.
It's in my front yard because whatever bushes my wife had planted, they've all sprouted flowers. I've never seen this before. All kinds of flowers, pink flowers, red, white, purple, everything.
Nice.
No, it's not nice. I walk out the front door and my head explodes.
Nothing's nice.
Nothing's nice.
Now
last thing I want
to
see
him, Deborah. Bring up a whole flock of flowers and throw them on him.
Although my allergies are going crazy.
You too, huh?
Horrible.
Yeah, I have very mild allergies. Sometimes I get in sneezing fits, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, you're so lucky.
I wake up in the middle of the night, two nights this weekend. And how do you scratch your throat? How do you scratch the roof of your mouth? Because it's really itchy.
Your tongue?
I don't know. I drank some water.
Toothbrush?
Stick a toothbrush down your throat.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I could feel my tissues.
Like that. That's what you do. But really hard.
Where'd that come from?
Do that again.
That's what you do. Yes.
Oh, but
that's
we got
what
a new sound.
That's what you do.
A new sound for the dumpster.
For the throat. throat.
Oh, to tickle your throat?
Yes, yeah. Yes. I have to do that sometimes.
Let me hear
that
again.
You should gargle, right?
Yeah, that's probably better.
No, let me hear that again.
No.
You know what feels surprisingly good? You take...
What?
You take warm water, put a little salt in it, you gargle with it. It really makes your throat feel good. I do that when I have a sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Well, that's a lot of work at 3 a.m, though.
So, John, we can also get malaria and dengue from mosquitoes.
Oh,
just trying to give you the full list. Encephalitis.
We're not going to get malaria out here in
California. Oh, I just want to be part of the scare tactics.
Dengue.
Dengue.
You got to go to Africa for those diseases.
I want chikungunya. She will never learn not to make noise. Because those noises can be used against you in a court of law.
I've never heard anyone make the sound.
And I'd also like to
say, I thought
Eric
played some sound effect there. I didn't know that was her.
No. That was me. I'm such a gentle flower.
What a romantic sound.
I know. Yes.
Very enticing. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
Is that a mating
call? She was trying to help you, John. She's always trying to help you.
I was trying to help because
that
is a helpful tip.
I will go home.
But you have to do it. I'm not going to do it, but you have to really do it forcefully.
Sounds like you're partially barfing.
I don't know if I could do that, but I'll practice it privately.
Yeah.
At home.
I would say that's it. Yeah, right. That's why.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Oh, wait a minute. I just got a neighborhood alert from the Ring. Suspicious door knocking. What does it say? At 10 p.m. with false pretenses? Huh. I love the... What do you have? The Nextdoor app?
Nextdoor app, yeah.
I'm connected because I have a Ring doorbell system. And so.
Oh, I see. So if somebody else...
So I get these... Yeah, somebody posts some sort of alert.
Oh.
Did anybody else hear that noise? Sounded like a gunshot. Sometimes my phone lights up at like 3 a.m, although I don't really notice it till the next morning because it doesn't make a sound. Well, it does buzz very lightly when these Ring alerts come in, but it's like, did anybody else hear that? What was it? Fireworks? Gunshots? Have the police been notified?
My Nextdoor app.
But they can come from miles away from me, too. Not exactly like next door.
Is constantly a fight over vagrants where somebody will post a photo and raise holy hell over a new vagrant encampment that they found. And then somebody, first commenter is always somebody who goes, well, complaining is fine, but why don't you make a donation to this homeless shelter and they'll provide a helpful way. It's
it just ticks you off.
FNU.
If they'd stay in the shelters. But,
yeah, right, exactly.
So if you go into any convenience store, you may have noticed, if you look in the drink aisle, that there is now an amazing array of drinks to, how do I put it, give people energy would be one way to put it.
Oh, my God, isn't there?
Yep, to give people, they're called wellness drinks. I like that expression.
There's wellness a guy drinks? Suing.
Yeah, some of them are referring to them as wellness drinks.
Everything is a euphemism. I mean, honestly, right.
Energy drink sounds good, too, but I think they've added wellness to it to just make you more perky, make you feel more. So we have a class action lawsuit by a guy from Northern California, and the company he's suing is out of Santa Monica. It's the Feel Free Kava drink. And he says that the Feel Free Wellness Tonic is marketed as a safe, sober, and healthy alternative to alcohol, but he's claiming he got addicted to it. And the lawsuit says that the drink, by the way, they say it's no more habit-forming than sugar or caffeine, which, is, by the way, is pretty habit-forming, but we've learned to live with that.
Oh, yeah. No, you can get a mild addiction to caffeine. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. But he says that, we don't believe that it actually has kava, which is a plant from the South Pacific that acts as a moderate depressant. But he says what's in it is kratom. And I looked up kratom, a tropical tree native to Southeast Asia. Consumption of it leaves people stimulant effects and sedative effects that can lead to psychotic symptoms and psychological and physiological, here's the key word, dependence. Now, this ought to be easy to figure out, right? To analyze the drink to see what's actually in there. Kratom is a highly addictive substance that activates the same opioid receptors as narcotics like morphine.
Yeah, I've heard about kava.
No, this is kratom.
Well, is kratom in the kava, or it's another separate ingredient?
Yeah. I don't know whether or not they're, it's not really clear to me.
How do you spell it?
Kratom.
I never heard of that.
Kratom. Right. Or it could be Kratom, but,
well, you know, it's, yeah.
It might, they might be related, but it says one is kava, which is just a moderate depressant, but kratom is highly addictive. Now, listen to what happened to this guy. He said he purchased the product from a 7-Eleven, and he suddenly developed a strong addiction, drinking 10 feel-free beverages per day, spending thousands of dollars per month on the drink. He also felt severe withdrawal symptoms when he attempted to stop using the product. And says he was eventually admitted to a hospital emergency room with symptoms that look like alcohol poisoning, despite his blood alcohol content being zero. He says he was admitted again a few months later, with symptoms like psychosis and delirium, according to his attorney.
I'm looking at the Mayo Clinic, and their headline is Kratom, unsafe and ineffective.
Right. Now, the company's saying that's not what's in their product, that it is kava.
Well, how does he know there's Kratom in it? I guess he had it
I think
they do sneak in weird ingredients into the product and they don't tell anybody, because a lot of this stuff is unregulated. And I wouldn't
it
be
says
surprised.
There's no regulation with yeah.
And you want something about your product to stand out.
Right.
And this, the Kratom, what I'm reading with the Mayo Clinic, can affect your mood.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But yeah, maybe he's onto something there.
Just I don't know.
Don't
see if more people join the suit. I've never even heard of the product. I don't drink any of those.
Don't drink weird stuff. I mean, but, you deserve what you get. Conway's here.
Hey now. We got David Vassay coming on to talk about the Dodgers. Some people are panicking already, but they've only played 10 games and they're 500, you know?
Yeah, I'd call that panic.
Yeah, but like if it was the NFL. You know, they 162 games for a season, right. So they're finished with 1/16th of the season. That's one NFL game.
That's one NFL game.
And if they tied the first NFL game, you wouldn't panic. Why are people panicking?
Yeah, because, you know, fans are morons.
Oh, okay.
It's what have you done for me lately?
The average IQ of an obsessive fan is about 48.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm a fan.
Yeah, that's right.
So Dave Vassay will come on with us. Also, we have, this is interesting, Apple computers, they see a 40% drop in PC. You know, nobody has the PC anymore. You got your, you know, your iPad and your phone, and nobody's getting PCs anymore. So go get a PC. And then an 18-year-old was gifted a winning lottery ticket. You know, the scratcher won $1 million on an 18th birthday. That is sensational. That is pretty cool. And then that's Red Nose Day. I don't know if that means clowns or alcoholics, but it's Red Nose Day.
Around?
I think so.
One of those stupid Facebook things.
I don't know. You know what? Mondo's into that. He's into the, you know, it's Champagne Day. It's Red Lizard Day. It's all that crap. He likes that.
I don't know. Racetrack Day.
That's exactly right.
Ding Dong.
Ding Dong and the Masters. I'm sure you guys watch the Masters, right?
No, but yeah.
Oh, you didn't know? Is that beautiful out there, man?
Yeah, the weather.
I like when somebody goes, wow, this is a beautiful golf course. Really? Really? That's your take on that golf course? Always regarded as the most beautiful golf course in the history of the world, and yours is like, wow, that's pretty.
They just noticed it.
Yeah, right. What a take. What an original take on that.
Ding Dong.
Bring it on.
Curtis has got the news.
Yeah.
Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.